well-known broadcaster and recording artist Muyiwa Olariwaju and Pastor Wale Adenugo put together a forum for stakeholders within the Christian music industry tagged Max U Music on Thursday the 19th of June 2014 at the Shiver Center. The event had various facilitators take turns to share from their wealth of experience with the participants. Press World Radio was there to broadcast the event live. Amongst the facilitators that were present that day are Segun Lawal.
Influence is very, very key. So the difference between an artist and an artist is really influence. Is that root, is where you, is what you occupy. Anybody can sing. And these days, everybody is singing. I can have a croaky voice and sell an album. But a minister occupies a place.
Fiona Ramsey.
One of the key things for me is Nigeria. For me, it's an amazing, growing mass market. I feel like Nigeria, once things are in place with government and everything else, you should be one of the superpowers of this world. You have enough resources, you have enough of everything, the music of business, because you need to understand the business aspect of where you're going. Yes, I know it's your ministry, but it's really important that you understand the business side of what you're about to walk into. Because once you become a successful artist, it does become business as well as ministry. So you need to understand that. Really, really important.
Kabams Asukwor.
A lot of the stuff that we've got right now. So I'd say keep in mind that when you write, when you create music, you're creating music not just to speak to a current trend, but you're also creating music, you know, that outlasts the trend, you know, in which you're writing the music. That's a good way to sort of think.
Les Moore.
Experiment with different combinations of sounds and genres. The fusion keeps it fresh. Call it the bending and blending of genres. Learn to listen to criticism. That's really important.
And now, are there any boundaries to who you take criticisms from, or is it all comers?
No, people you trust. People you trust, and just learn to stay with.
I wonder if you, minister of God, minister of music, you would remind yourself again that God has been faithful in spite of your tiredness, in spite of the success you don't think you have. Remind yourself that He's been faithful.
Last session, I particularly liked the fact that it exposed most of us to the reality that it's not just about going into the studio to record. You have to think how your music is going to influence, how you have to think presentation, you know, basically, and then how you want to reach the sphere you want to reach. And then Segun's session was just, you know, Segun is very blunt and it says it's the way it is, and you know, it was particularly challenging. In fact, it challenged me really a lot, and I was like, wow, I've not heard this kind of stuff in a while. I need to go back to my drawing board. You know, I thank God for the initiative Pastor Wale and Muyiwa has to do this. This is a big blessing, and I'm sure it's going to impact a lot of young musicians here today. And
zero, the new money is the faith in my spirit,
honestly, one of the speakers I was looking forward to the most, you know, and I'm sure the people heard him, Segun Lawal. You know, he did his thing, and I think that, you know, he touched on what I'll call the crux of the matter. We need to revisit some of these issues, because Yes, it's music, and yes, you know, at the end of the day, bills must be paid. But there are certain key issues that need to be addressed. There are certain questions that the artist needs to ask himself and settle within himself before he comes out, you know, to say, okay, this is what I want to do. And I'm just, you know, shout out to Pastor Wale Adenuga and Muyiwa Olariwaju for this initiative. You know, we need forums like this where we can come around, where we can learn, and where we can also, you know, we can have that interactive session. Like right now, you know, I'm meeting some people I haven't seen in a while. I'm meeting new faces, you know, and we're all making plans to see later, you know. Iron sharpens iron.
S-O to the K-L-E-V-A. Tinkerbell told me to keep it moving every day. Yeah.
Wow. So for a conference like this, you know, like last I checked, nobody paid to come in here. Just registering and you're here for stuff like this. What do you think about it, considering the organizers, who I believe are very good friends of yours?
Yes, I mean, I think it's great. I think it takes a lot of effort. I think it takes the desire to leave a legacy for anyone to want to go out of their way and, you know, handle the logistics that it takes to put together something like this, just to bring people to a place where, you know, knowledge can be imparted. So it's definitely, it's a thankless job, and it should be recognized for what it's worth, and it's worth a lot. You know, the people who have contributed to bringing this to fruition. So the likes of, you know, Pastor Wale Adenuga and Muiwa Olari Waju, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's a thankless job trying to grow and groom, you know, the next generation of, you know, worshippers or musicians, you know, as it were. So yeah, I mean, it's
well, I mean, it was fun. It was a really captivating and expository event. I learned so much. You know, you never stop learning. That's one thing I've learned today. You never stop learning, and there are a lot of wise words that have been said. I mean, it wasn't too much scriptural. It was more of, you know, I'm a Christian. This is my life. Look at it. It's exemplary. It's the way I live, and yet it follows every rule in the Bible. And you know, that's how we should all be. And you know, I learned quite a lot. It was great. It was a great time. And then, of course, it looks like a big reunion. A really big reunion. I think we're even going to take producer selfie very soon.
In what you do, you know, in providing platforms for the gospel to be proliferated, it's essential that we all need each other. You know, if there's anything I've learned today, is you can't do it on your own. You need each other. You need to respect people. You need to treasure what you have and treasure relationships. So there's so much, so many nuggets, you know, that one will keep brewing on from time to time to time. But it's a beautiful thing, and it's a God thing. So therefore, it's a great thing. Okay.
I'm very teachable and very receptive, hungry to learn. And out of that will come a great thing that God can use. Become instruments of purpose and instruments that God can use. But I loved being here. A great gathering, a lot of young people, and good energy and enthusiasm for God.
Well, let me ask you this random question now. Is there any Nigerian gospel Christian artist that you'd like to work with?
Well, Moiwa, obviously. Moiwa is a good friend.
It's been an honor just to sit in the presence of these kind of people, of this caliber of people. Someone who has worked as an A&R with Matt Redman and the likes, and Mike Hughes, and all those kind of people. It's priceless to have them at your, you know, at your service, for free, as a matter of fact. Someone anyway did pay, but it wasn't just us, because nothing is really free when you come down to it. It's just you're not the one paying.
How much can you pay for a kind of event like this?
Honestly, if you were told to register at 50 grand, it would be worth the price, if not more, even if 100 grand. I remember someone trying to
bring memories to make you smile.
Praise World Radio. Nigeria's number one gospel radio station.